Chazar Zechanish Mesabachi Cheskel Shlagon from Yehudim Sech the Shabbos Dav Yud Zayin. Gemara continues this discussion of the 18 gezeiros that were made in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Garoin. Next on the list is as follows. Halacha is if something is over a mace, that thing that's over the mace becomes tamei no matter how big that thing is or how small that thing is. Then there's another halacha of oil hamace that when there's something that's over a mace and that thing is also over something else, everything underneath that item becomes gets tamei mace as well. But that is only when the item that's creating that roof over the mace and something else is at least a tefach wide. In the attic of Hananya, there were geyser that if you have a round object that is over a mace, that is a tefach in circumference, even though it's not a tefach in width, it also makes the other items underneath it on the other away from the mace, but as long as it's underneath that item, it's also going to be tamei since it's a tefach in circumference. Gzeira was made because people might get mixed up, and when they hear it, and something which is a circumference of tefach, they may think that's what was meant, not just the width of a tefach, and therefore, as a gzeira, the rabbanim were geyser that it has the din of an oil, even when it's just a circumference of a tefach. But Tarfon disagreed. He says this gzeira never happened. It was actually a mistake into saying that there was such a gzeira. So by Bezoi, he's missing one from the number of 18. Or Nachmitzer said that Rav Tarfon will say the gzeira of treating a baby girl kuti as a nida, even when she's just born. Again, that is what that will make up for this one. He will put in the place of this one. Next gzeira of the 18 gzeiras was that when someone harvests grapes and plans on taking these grapes to be pressed into wine, so the juice that comes out of the grapes in the basket as he's bringing it to the wine press, that liquid is mukhshar lekabel tumah. That's what Shammai held. Hillel disagreed because they're not happy. The person's not happy with that liquid coming out, so it's not mukhshar lekabel tumah. So Shammai won out over Hillel based on a vote, and therefore they were geyser that it is mukhshar lekabel tumah. But they did not accept that at that time the gzeir from Shammai and Hillel. So later on, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were again geyser this as one of the yudches gzeiros that were done in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah. The Iri in the name of Rechanina explains that the gzeira is for a case where someone collects the grapes in a waterproof basket, so there it won't leak out, and therefore he's okay if the juice comes out, because it's not going to get lost. Rava says the gzeira is because of when someone collects clusters of grapes and he pulls them apart, so then he's okay, because then no matter what, the juice is going to come out, and he's okay with that. So that would be also a case where it would be mukhshar lekabel tumah. Rav Nachman, in the name of Rabbi Ravua, says it's because sometimes someone goes to the vine to see if they're ready yet to be squeezed, the grapes, and he squeezes a little bit, and a little juice comes out, and then right away he goes ahead and harvests the rest. That squeezing, he was happy with the juice coming out, and therefore that would be mukhshar lekabel tumah for Zerah. For that, they said that all the juice that comes out through the harvesting process is mukhshar lekabel tumah. Next Zerah was set over by Tavi Rishba, the name of Shmuel. He said that the gedulei truma, if you take truma and you plant it in the ground, what grows from it has the status of truma as well. The reason for the gzeira was that we were afraid that a kohen would take tamei truma, leave it hanging around until he's ready to be planted, and then new stuff will come up and it'll be tar. So therefore, the Chum said that when it grows, it'll also have the status of tamei truma, and therefore there'll be no point in holding it around. The Chum didn't want him to hold it around because we were afraid that maybe he's going to come to eat it. If there's tamei truma around, it may end up coming to eat it. So they were gzeira, therefore that the new growth will have a din of tamei truma also, and therefore there'll be no reason to hold it around and it won't be held around. Next gzeira was explained by Rabbi Chiya bar Ami, the name of Ula, that they were also geyser if someone's carrying a wallet when it's sundown on Friday night going into Shabbos. So rather than walking pachas midalat amos and shusarabim, rather you should take the wallet and give it over to a goy who should carry it for him all the way home. Next gzeira is Bali, in the name of Avimi, said that they were geyser that day to make it also to eat or drink a goy's bread, oil, wine, and the marrying of their daughters. According to Rabbi Yossi, who disagreed before with one of the gzeiras, so he's missing one, what is he going to have? Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that he considers as one of the gzeiras, the gzeira that every non-Jewish child already has the status of a tamei zov, and the point of that is so that the Jewish children should not be hanging around the goyim, so it shouldn't lead to any type of mishkav zocha or anything. According to the others who had 18 without this last one, they agree that that was also said over there, but they hold that when the cases that we said of food and kalim becoming tamei through tamei liquids, they consider that to be one, not two separate ones. Zok the Mishnah, Beis Shammai say that you're not allowed to soak ink or animal feed into water right before Shabbos, leave it soaking there unless there's enough time for the purpose of the soaking to happen before Shabbos begins, but Beis Hillel allow it. Next, Beis Shammai say that you're not allowed to put flax into an oven or wool into a pot for dyeing for color on Friday unless there's enough time that the flax will be heated or that the wool will have absorbed some of the color before Shabbos begins, but Beis Hillel allow it. Next, Beis Shammai say that you're not allowed to set a trap for animal, birds, or fish on Friday unless there's enough time for the animals to be trapped before Shabbos begins, but Beis Hillel will allow it. Next, Beis Shammai say that you're not allowed to sell an item to a guy, or help him load his donkey, or even help him load something on his back on Friday unless there's enough time for the guy to reach a nearby place before Shabbos begins. Meaning, unless he can reach where he intends to go before Shabbos begins. Beis Hillel will allow it unless, as long as the guy leaves the Yid's property before Shabbos begins. Next, Beis Shammai say he can't give leather to a non-Jewish tanner or clothing to a non-Jewish launderer on Friday unless there's enough time for them to do the job before Shabbos begins, but Beis Hillel will allow it. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that his father would give white clothing, which are much more difficult to clean, to a non-Jewish launderer only if it was 3 days before Shabbos, because they had to make sure it was sufficient time for it to be clean before Shabbos began. Mishnah ends off, the Beis Shammai will agree that you're allowed to take the pillars of an olive press and the round boards of a wine press and put it onto the crushed olives of the grapes right before Shabbos, even though this is going to cause the oil or the juice of the grapes to be squeezed out on Shabbos itself.